بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فعلتها إذا وأنا من الضالين.
Verse number 20. Musa, peace be upon him, said to Pharaoh, I did what you mentioned before I received revelation, and was sent as a messenger.
ففررت منكم لما خفتكم فوهب لي ربي حكما وجعلني من المرسلين.
Verse number 21. So I fled from you to Midian after killing him when I feared that you will kill me. Then my Lord gave me knowledge and made me one of his messengers that he sends to people.
وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
Verse number 22. You're bringing me up without enslaving me after you enslaved the Israelites is a favor that you are reminding me of.
قال فرعون وما رب العالمين.
Verse number 23. فرعون said to موسى, peace be upon him, what is the Lord of all created things whose messenger you claim to be?
قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين.
Verse number 24. Musa said in response to Pharaoh, the Lord of all created things is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and the Lord of whatever is between them. If you are certain that he is your Lord, then worship him alone.
قال لمن حوله ألا تستمعون.
Verse number 25. Pharaoh said to the leaders of his people around him, do you not hear the response of Musa and the false claim it contains?
قال ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين.
Verse number 26. Musa said to them, Allah is your Lord, and the Lord of your earlier forefathers.
قال إن رسولكم الذي أرسل إليكم لمجنون.
Verse number 27. Pharaoh said, this man who claims to be a messenger to you is insane. He is not aware of how to respond, and he says that which does not make sense.
قال رب المشرق والمغرب وما بينهما إن كنتم تعقلون.
Verse number 28. Musa said, Allah the one to whom I call you is the Lord of the east and the west, and the Lord of what is in between them. If only you had sense that you could reason with.
قال لئن اتخذت إلها غيري لأجعلنك من المسجونين.
Verse number 29. Pharaoh said to Musa after becoming unable to argue with him, if you worship any Allah other than me, I will throw you into prison.
قال أولو جئتك بشيء مبين.
Verse number 30. Musa, peace be upon him, said to Pharaoh, will you throw me into prison, even if I bring to you something that makes clear my truthfulness, in what I have brought to you from Allah?
قال فأت به إن كنت من الصادقين.
Verse number 31. He said, bring what you say will indicate your truthfulness if you are true in your claim.
فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين.
Verse number 32. So Musa threw his stick down on the ground, and it suddenly became a snake for everyone to see.
ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين.
Verse number 33. He put his hand into the opening of his garment, without its being white, and then he drew it out radiant white, not the white of leprosy, for the onlookers to see.
قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر عليم.
Verse number 34. Pharaoh said to the leaders of his people around him, this man is a magician, well versed in magic.
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون.
Verse number 35. He means to use his magic to drive you out of your land. What do you suggest we do to him?
قالوا أرجه وأخاه وبعث في المدائن حاشرين. يأتوك بكل سحار عليم.
Verses number 36 and 37. They said to him, delay him and his brother, and do not rush to punish them. Send out to the cities of Egypt those who will gather the magicians, to bring every magician well versed in magic. Verse number 38. Pharaoh assembled his magicians to challenge Musa at an appointed place and time.
وقيل للناس هل أنتم مجتمعون.
Verse number 39. The people were told, are you going to gather to see who wins? Will it be Musa or the magicians? Beneficial points. 1. Adopting the means to protect oneself from the enemy does not negate faith and reliance in Allah. 2. The creation of Allah indicates to His being the Lord and the one worthy of worship. 3. Weakness of argument is one of the reasons for using violence. 4. Inciting the masses against the people of religion is the style of the transgressors.
لعلنا نتبع السحرة إن كانوا هم الغالبين.
Verse number 40. If the magicians succeed over Musa, perhaps we should follow them in their religion.
فلما جاء السحرة قالوا لفرعون أئن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين.
Verse number 41. So when the magicians came before Pharaoh to challenge Musa, they said to him, will we have a tangible reward or an intangible one if we have the upper hand over Musa?
قال نعم وإنكم إذا لمن المقربين.
Verse number 42. Pharaoh said to them, yes, you shall get a reward. If you are to succeed over Musa, you shall be taken as my close ones by being appointed in lofty posts.
قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون.
Verse number 43. Confident in Allah's help, and in order to show clearly that whatever he possessed was not magic, Musa said to them, "Throw whatever ropes and sticks you want to."
فألقوا حبالهم وعصيهم وقالوا بعزة فرعون إنا لنحن الغالبون.
Verse number 44. And so they threw down their ropes and sticks, and upon throwing them, said, "By the grandeur of Fir'aun, we are going to succeed, and Musa is the one who shall be defeated."
فألقى موسى عصاه فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون.
Verse number 45. So Musa threw his staff and it turned into a snake, nullifying whatever magic they were casting over the people.
فألقي السحرة ساجدين.
Verse number 46. When the magicians saw Musa's staff swallowing up whatever they had cast, they fell into prostration.
قالوا آمنا برب العالمين.
Verse number 47. They said, "I have brought faith in the Lord of all creation."
رب موسى وهارون.
Verse number 48. The Lord of Musa and Harun, peace be upon them.
قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلسوف تعلمون. لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم أجمعين.
Verse number 49. Fir'aun, disapproving of the magician's belief, said to them, "Have you accepted Musa as being true before I gave you permission to do so? Indeed, Musa is your mentor, who has taught you magic. You have all collaborated to exile the people of Egypt from its lands, and you will soon see what punishment I inflict upon you. I shall cut off a hand and leg of each of you from opposite sides, and crucify you all on palm trunks, sparing no one." Verse number 50. The magician said to Fir'aun, "There is no big deal in the crucifixion and maiming you threaten us with in this world, because your punishment will end, while we shall return to our Lord, who shall enter us into his everlasting mercy."
إنا نطمع أن يغفر لنا ربنا خطايانا أن كنا أول المؤمنين.
Verse number 51. Due to us being the first ones to bring faith in Musa, we hope greatly that Allah erases the sins we have committed in the past.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ.
Verse number 52. And I revealed to Musa, commanding him to march the Israelites out at night, because Fir'aun and his people would pursue them, forcing them back.
فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين.
Verse number 53. So when Pharaoh came to know of the Israelites escaping, he sent some of his army into the cities, rallying the rest of the armies.
إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون.
Verse number 54. Pharaoh said, undermining the Israelites, indeed, these people are very few in number.
وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ.
Verse number 55. And they will do things which will incite us against them.
وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ.
Verse number 56. Indeed, we are alert and prepared for them.
فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ.
Verse number 57. So I took Pharaoh and his people out of the land of Egypt, which had abundant gardens, flowing streams and wealth.
وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ.
Verse number 58. It also had treasures of wealth and beautiful dwellings.
كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
Verse number 59. As I took Pharaoh and his people out of it, I made the Israelites inherit it.
فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ.
Verse number 60. Pharaoh and his people caught the trail of the Israelites at sunrise. Beneficial points. 1. The relationship of the people of falsehood among themselves is based on materialistic interest. 2. Musa was confident of the help of Allah over the magicians, believing in the promise of his Lord. 3. The magicians eventually believing is proof that Allah is the turner of hearts, he turns them however he wishes. 4. The people of tyranny take refuge in violence due to being incapable of challenging evidence with evidence. 5. Tyranny and oppression is a cause of one's authority diminishing.